Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News Season 2 brings you again another very inspiring guest with really another very inspiring story. So again, everyone, please tune in, take a seat, get very comfortable. Today we have with us author, motivational speaker, and also business and executive coach, Christine Rose. And she is the founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting. Now, to anyone tuning in, anyone that seeks some type of leadership in order to keep themselves or even their business in order. Women leaders in the workforce that are looking to get to the next level. Also, women who have maybe dealt with any type of abuse at any time in their lives. Again, if any one of you fall into this category, like I said earlier, please grab a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and get nice and comfortable, because the guest that we do have with us today can possibly give information that may change your life forever. It is now Thursday, the 25th of July, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today, you can listen to our segment at any time of the day on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, we are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we are also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, or you can go to our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, as far as trauma, again, stress, disappointment, abandonment, helplessness, isolation, or again, let's say the general feeling of being stuck or lost on your desired path. It's very rare for any one of us in life to really go through our life without experiencing some sort of hardship or some sort of, let's say, limited obstacle. And most importantly, the effects that it has on us can be everlasting. It could really take a devastating toll on one's mental, physical, and also, most importantly, our professional well-being. Now, for the people out there that are feeling this, we finally have people like Christine that are here and available to help you get through these hard times. Now, a little bit about Christine. She is a graduate from Georgetown University with a degree in business administration, a fundraising certificate from the University of Washington, the 2018 Tacoma Small Business of the Year, and also honored as the top business of 2019 by the International Association of Top Professionals. On top of that, she is also the author of Life Beyond Me Too, scheduled to be released later on this year. So to everyone out there, what Christine brings personally and also professionally, it's really a refreshing wealth of knowledge that spans from years and years of experience. And everything from overcoming abuse to raising a family, spending years in management positions in the workforce and sales, Christine understands the issues that many people, especially women, face every day, no matter what station in life they are in. To our audience today, I am very honored to present to you author, motivational speaker, and coach, CEO of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting, Miss Christine Rose. How are you doing today, Christine?
Hi, Matthew. I am terrific, and I am so grateful to be with you today and wherever people are around the world. I'm just grateful to be with your audience, too.
We are very happy to have you. We are very happy to have someone that's really dedicating their life to helping other people. Before anything, Christine, can you please share with the audience, who exactly is Christine Rose?
Okay, so that's an easy question and a complicated one, right? So in relationship to other people, can I just start out saying I am such a grateful person. I have a habit of gratitude, and I every day before I go to bed, at least, I write down five things I'm grateful for, and that's one thing anybody who's listening can do that will change their life right now. Just make that a habit for the rest of your life. But I'm the mother of two adult daughters. I'm a sister, a friend, a colleague, a coach. And, you know, when I think about myself and as I look in the mirror and I'm just, you know, kind of take those relationships and put them aside. And I think, okay, who am I at the core? I am a woman who really envisions a better world for people. And my cornerstone core value is love. And by love, I mean seeing the best in other people and nurturing it to help them grow. So I'm constantly working to build relationships and to know and understand the truth about myself and about other people, and to use this knowledge to energize and motivate, okay, first of all, myself and also others, and to help people see opportunities to live their best life and make their highest and best contribution in the world, because we only have one go around. Okay,
and
that's what I believe. Some people think we have
that.
More than one, okay? Some people think we have more than one. But let's just say we want to make the best of this one, whatever your belief systems are.
Yeah, so but as far as we know, again, some people do believe that, but as you did state, as far as we know right now, we only have one go-around. You know, we don't know what is promised to us, so it is best for everybody to make the most of the life that they do have right now. Christine, everybody that does tune into our show on a regular basis are aware that everyone on our show really has a very inspiring story of how they actually reached their goal of wherever they are right now. So if you could please share with the audience some of your personal story.
Sure. Matthew, let me start by going back to before high school. So when Junior Achievement in high school, which is a nonprofit that helps students experience what it's like to run a business by actually doing it. And that's actually what motivated me to graduate with a business degree from Georgetown. I actually loved running this program, this micro business. So even back then, it was so engaging and fun, and it made me feel so powerful. I won awards for our little companies. We had top company of the show for a trade show and quality control manager of the year. And I was president of this award-winning micro business that made and sold teddy bears. But that experience, you know, while it was empowering, it helped me because I know what profound powerlessness feels like, because I did grow up in a home with three sexual abusers that lived in my home. So I personally know what being a victim feels like. And that was a refuge for me, a safe refuge. And the business owners that volunteered so I could learn there were my heroes. In elementary school, I escaped my abusive home by staying late at school and spending as much time as I could at the library. And can I just say I'm a lifelong learner, and I encourage all the listeners to, you know, take advantage of your libraries, because reading is such a huge way to grow yourself, your profession, you know, just keep on reading, keep on learning. But I lived in a place of secrecy and shame. I never talked about the costs that I was paying in my life as a child. Shame makes people hide.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, I lived in a really difficult situation. But I remember that when I was in junior achievement, for example, the joy that I felt when I saw customers walking away with a teddy bear and the smile on their face, and how proud I was of my little company and my team when I wrote our annual report and we were able to return people's investments with dividends at the end of the year, which is what business owners are striving to do, right? Or, you know,
yes.
and reconciling the books, right? So unfortunately, in my personal situation, I was only able to reconcile with one of my abusers before he died, and they all died. But that deep healing and forgiveness is such a gift to yourself. So for people who are going through things, to be able to come to terms with what happened and take the step to forgive and let go of the bitterness is really huge and probably more powerful and healing than even all the years of therapy that I had to do. So,
and it's actually the toughest part for people to do is the forgiveness.
Yeah. And there's a chapter in the book that talks about that, because in kind of what forgiveness is and what it isn't and what it means for you personally. So that will be helpful in the book. You know, thankfully, my story has a happy ending. And so I've been able to grow two young, amazing women, daughters, and I have the pleasure of owning my own small business. So, and I'm just doing work I love. So it's awesome.
And what I would like to know, how has, let's say, your past influenced your life and your current work over the years?
Ooh, that's a good one. So, Matthew, I made the decision, let me say, in the book I talk about the influence of sexual harassment, abuse, trauma. And so I have pretty much, you know, I felt like I was telling my life story a little bit there, but I did research. So it's more than just one thing. And I'm saying for listeners out there, there's probably more influence in your life than you know. For me, one of the decisions that I made was during my daughter's school years, I made a decision to stay home with them when they were young and to do my best to ensure safety for them. And that changed my professional career trajectory. And that's something that a lot of females are facing. As a person who stayed home with the kids, I also got involved in the community. So I was able to influence girls and provide them with, safety, learning, growth opportunities, business opportunities, because I was a Girl Scout troop leader and service unit manager, and I took those 250 girls to camp, and I watched cookies in the warehouse shaking during the Nisqually earthquake in the Pacific Northwest. So I was able to influence girls. And I think one of the themes in my life and career has been a heart to help bring power to powerless people and justice to oppressed people. And that was a big motivator in my career roles, where I was working to help small business owners reach their goals, early in my career, or raising funds to help homeless families with children, many of them with single moms that were domestic violence survivors. So I think that probably is the biggest influence, is my heart to help those who really could use it.
And it's great that, again, that you did so many great things for the community. And for the people out there that do have, let's say, similar stories or situations, how do you feel your personal story kind of like aids to your empathy for them?
Okay. You know, whether you're a client of mine or whether you're someone who might pick up the book, I really believe that we are made for much more than our past stories, and that we each have a gift to bring to the world, and that our mission, our purpose is to bring our best contribution to the world. So with my clients, my small business owners, for example, I really want them to have confidence and clarity and commitment to make their business dreams and success a reality. I want the people I work with to know themselves deeply and know their teams, and for there to be cohesiveness and great communication, and that they are bringing their best products and services to the marketplace and meeting the needs of their clients. One of the reasons this is so important to me, and here's a personal story for that I run into with a client, was I had a client that I work with who spent thousands on business coaching with a coach that cared more about the payments coming in than they did about the client's very real problems.
Yes.
They were facing, right? So this self-proclaimed coach was offering coaching that made absolutely no difference on the company's bottom line, and was just frustrating, an additional source of frustration. And my client felt so powerless. And frankly, when I heard about it, it made me angry, because that was one of those situations where here you are, you're a business owner, you're supposed to feel powerful, but she was feeling really powerless. So at the end of the day, I want to be the kind of business owner and coach an author and speaker that gives confidence to the people that I interact with, and to empower them wherever they are, whatever situation they're in.
And I know many people out there right now are tuning in. We've actually touched on a few different topics, and I know you help everyone, again, from people in business to women out there that's, again, suffered from abuse, things of that nature. If you could please share with the audience, who is your typical client base?
I have worked with a lot of different type of people, and in the coaching, you know, it's interesting because I've come to find great joy and passion in helping my small business owners honestly get those extraordinary results through coaching that they're wanting to attain. So most of my clients now are small business owners. That's under $35 million in revenue. And I help them to know themselves and to, you know what's going on in their own lives, and be able to, sometimes it's about cutting down their work hours so they can spend more time with their families, or even just take care of themselves and delegating more. I help them to know and grow the people on their teams, to live extraordinary lives, and I help them to develop profitable, growing companies and take their companies from average to exceptional. So I'd say business owners are by typical. A lot of them are women. I also coach the teams. So the teams to use tools to help them communicate better, to navigate conflict, to perform at a higher level. And I coach individuals as well, especially people who have inspiring goals that I would love to help them attain. So those are my clients.
And as you touched on a minute ago, it's actually surprising how many people underestimate the value of actually cutting back some hours sometime and spending more time with their family. Some people actually may not be aware that sometimes that kind of propels you forward when you can get that type of balance between work and life. Is that something that you feel that a lot of people aren't really too aware of at times?
You know, it's true. And when you feel so pressed as a small business owner, you've got so much to do and it seems like you've got so little time.
Yes.
It's hard to make that. It's hard to draw a line sometimes. So I'm not available 24/7, but I will get back to people as soon as possible, right?
Yes.
But it can make a huge difference. In fact, I had one client that was an executive. She was the VP of operations of a like $20 million service company. And she wasn't taking care of herself. And so one of her goals that she set for herself was to learn to golf so she could spend more time with her husband. And so part of her coaching accountability was to schedule golf lessons for herself so she would have to leave the office at 5 o'clock. So, you know, we do need to take care of ourselves as well as do the work. And
absolutely.
I coach people to help them get it done.
And that's what people usually need help with, you know, to have somebody there to help them take that next step in order to get things done. If you could really share with, because I know a lot of people in the audience here speaking on these things, and a lot of these issues are very familiar with them, what are the type of services that you could provide for them?
Okay, so I have business coaching packages for small businesses. And I have team coaching where I either will do an on-site or I will coach on the Zoom platform if it's a remote team for small businesses. And I also have a program that I'm launching now. It's called WINS, and it is an accountability group coaching program for people who want to accelerate their wins and to meet their commitments to themselves, because the research shows that when we have written our goals and we have a particular person to kind of hold ourselves accountable with at a specific date and time, we're 95% more likely to attain our goals. So I have this WINS accountability coaching program for my clients that are trying to accelerate their wins, and that happens on Facebook, on email, and then once a month on Zoom.
So
I also do keynote speaking and workshops. But for coaching services, those were the three that I did.
And do you have like different types of tools or techniques that you kind of incorporate into this program?
I do. In fact, I have a big coaching toolbox, and my favorite tool I use is the International Coach Federation, Code of Ethics and Core Competencies that I adhere to as an International Coach Federation certified coach. And I use the Core Values Index Assessment that it's called the CVI by Taylor Protocols. I administer and coach using the CVI, and it's such a valid tool for coaching clients to gain self-awareness and help them recruit and retain A players on their team and help them manage communication and conflict. But I have a whole bunch of tools that I use.
Okay, and this is really my favorite question that I usually ask people that do assist others. And I know people out there really have a slew of issues, but from your personal experience, what do you believe are some of the biggest issues facing the clients that you work with?
Okay. We talked about them a little bit. My clients are small business owners, so they are so pressed for time. They're trying to grow their businesses. They're trying to manage their lives. Most of them are running on empty, you know, and then women especially are running on empty because they also are bearing the lion's share of responsibility in managing their homes and family relationships as well.
Yes.
So sometimes the clients are in a crisis, they're in a sales slump, they're struggling. Sometimes it's because of the manager or the owner's problems with people or projects, sometimes they're
yeah.
frustrated and are bringing that frustration home, and it's impacting their relationships. I do have successful clients, and those big issues that they are facing are they're working too much, and they are, you know, they maybe don't have access to the information, or they're not quite sure how to do that scaling that they want to do. Many of my clients are, you know, they feel like they're swimming upstream or they're stuck, and they want an outside
yes.
perspective to help them do what they do well. But the good news about them is even though they're facing these, they are overcoming their obstacles. They're growing personally, and they're growing their businesses. They're doubling their revenues, and they're doubling their profits, and they're making significant
yep.
contributions to the community. So that's the exciting part. So whatever challenge we're facing, we will get there.
And as far as the people in the business sector, it's great that you do have the knowledge to help them. And right now, I do want to touch on a very important topic, not only in our country, but around the world. It's the big movement, the women's movement, the Me Too movement. And you do have a book coming out soon that really touches on a lot of these issues. If you could please share with the audience some of the details of this upcoming book. It is titled, for everyone out there, Life Beyond Me Too.
Yes, Matthew, it's a lot of research. It's a year's worth of work. It is a thorough treatment of sexual violence in our society. It's about creating awareness. It advocates for social change. It increases our understanding of the individual effects of how we treat one another. It includes poignant personal accounts from people who've trusted me to share their stories anonymously in the book. I would say it's relevant for both men and women. It's a look at possibilities for a shift in how we view ourselves and treat ourselves and others. And it does also have coaching questions in it, which is, you know, reflection and discussion questions to encourage conversations that can lead to transformation.
And again, conversations really about issues that so many women in our country has either gone through or are still facing today. What was your biggest inspiration to actually create this book? Did you have a certain experience that pushed you there?
You know, I was sitting in a happy hour at a hotel with a girlfriend, and we were talking about Me Too, and I was so inspired by the millions of women that shared their stories, and they kept coming. This was a year ago. And I was so surprised how long the hashtag, you know, was going on. And I have many stories of my own, and I really believe the world can do better. And I have this vision of a world where there's no more Me Too stories, where they're ancient history. And I know the power of coaching to create transformation. So I really felt a calling to write the book and to share my thoughts and coach perspectives about the topic.
So in the end, Christine, what do you hope someone who reads the book or people that have dealt with it or people looking to help others, what do you hope that they take away from reading your book?
Hope. Oh, that's a good word, because that's it. I hope that people take away hope for change and hope for healing and hope for a better world, and that, you know, they haven't given up hope yet. And there are useful tools to start having discussions that can lead to personal growth, that can help encourage continued change in the marketplace, and that can lead to deep culture change if we're willing to have these difficult conversations.
And I'll tell you right now, Christine, speaking to you, I can actually feel the passion that you have for this right to the airwaves. I can feel how much you want to help people with this. Where can the listeners go to purchase a copy of your book?
Okay, Matthew. So you did say it is an editing process, so I don't have a purchasing link available yet. But I want to encourage listeners to go to the Facebook page on www.facebook.com/lifebeyondmetoo. and just join the movement. And you will get details as the book nears its release date there. And you can also contact me by visiting my website at www.christinerose.coach, C-O-A-C-H.
And again, to everyone out there where time has actually flown by on us, again, you can reach out to her at christinerose.coach. We're very short on time, Christine. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Oh, you know, I just want to say thank you for listening. And I want to say you can envision a life that's much bigger than what you're living. And you can envision success that's much greater. And so now's the time to go for it. And if you need accountability or help, please give me a call.
And to everyone out there, exactly the way she said it, it is really the reality of the situation. If you're ready to take that step and you want that help, I guarantee you that Christine Rose will be able to help you reach that goal. We're just about out of time today. I want to thank everybody in the audience that did tune into our segment. And I also want to thank our special guest today, Christine Rose. Christine, it was an honor having you on with us. Hopefully we can have you back again with us sometime in the future. What you're doing for other people, for the community, it's truly incredible. And I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
And to the audience out there, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I thank you all for joining us. And again, you all have a great day. I look forward to you all being back with us next time. And thank you very much, Christine. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Matt.
Bye.